I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Christian leaders from the former Soviet Union are making a commitment to take a stand against HIV/AIDS. A delegation from the former Soviet Union just participated in Purpose-Driven Ministries' Global AIDS Summit. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba says Ukraine and Russian HIV infections are staggering. But after the summit, these leaders understand something differently.
This is an opportunity for us to go out in the world and minister, to show the compassion of Christ, to show them love, but at the same time to use it for, as evangelism opportunity to, in terms of prevention.
Next, in 2008, Every Orphan's Hope will reach 100,000 children with the gospel. January through September, 500 church partners will each identify 200 AIDS orphans to begin building relationships with. Gary Schneider explains why.
First of all, of course, hopefully secure their eternal salvation. But more importantly, it will really connect the church and the children together, that there might be a growing relationship and discipleship in the Lord Jesus Christ.
The campaign is in its fifth year, and they need your help. For every wristband purchased online, Every Orphan's Hope will donate a wristband to the churches in Zambia. And Wycliffe Bible Translators works every day to get the scripture into new languages. With Christmas approaching, the fact is that 193 million people still don't have the Christmas story in their own language. However, new statistics from Wycliffe report that exciting progress has been made. 74 new translation projects begin every year. That's one new project for every 5 days. Wycliffe is using cutting-edge technology to continue to increase the number of people who now have access to God's Word. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.